Let's ask Christelle things she can't answer. My favorite part of the afternoon. Make the journalists squirm.
Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So, Christelle.
Yeah.
On Monday, during the big strike, if anything happens to our car or something, our insurance is definitely paying out, right?
Maybe. It's these yes and no answers for me every day. I mean, South Africa is not complicated at all.
So yeah, it is a yes and a no. So I'll go straight to the short version, which is you would need to check your policy, your cover, your insurer to make sure of that, whether you have cover for this. What I did come across, there's a very interesting article in terms of how difficult it is to insure us as South Africans at the moment in general, not just against riots, but also electricity risks and, interestingly, cyber risks.
Cyber risks?
Cyber risks, yeah. So the riot stuff, we can understand after the riots in 2021, it's becoming really, really tricky to insure us there. But there's increasingly, and this is an interview that was done with Alt Mutual, where they say increasingly it's hard to insure people against cyber hacking because it becomes a question not of when, of if, but when. And we've seen so many major, major hacks happen. And then also the risk around electricity and the grid collapse, which is something that, no one really wants to talk about, but the risk is there.
So this is something we have to check with our insurers, because Roz, you check with yours.
Yes. So obviously, in light of the conversations we've been having for the past 3 days about the shutdown, and I was driving in Bryanston, actually, and I just saw a few street pole ads for various headlines that said security forces are increasing their visibility in preparation for Monday, because, I mean, it's all very much still up in the air. And that kind of triggered me going, okay, I need to call my insurance and find out if I, because I fully intend to come to work on Monday. That's my plan.
Yeah.
So if I'm somehow caught in some kind of a thing that I don't want to be and my car gets damaged, for instance, just an example, would I be covered? So I called them, and then I had to then send an email, and they've actually gotten back to me about half an hour ago to say that those kind of damages will be covered. But there are a few policies where strikes and riots and any kind of damage that occurs from those are not covered.
Yeah, and it also depends what is, so if you're in your car, what is the vehicle used for? If I'm using it as a journalist for work, I need to have said that this car is being used for work. What I do think is, wat ook belangrijk is om perspectief te hou. Ons het vandaag gepraat met veiligheids- en polisieeringsconsultant professor Johan Burger, en hy glo nie, ons gaan die type onluste sien wat ons in 2021 gesien het nie. En die groot verskil is, omdat ons al so lank weet van dit. Met 2021 die intelligensiestrukture is totaal onkant gevang en hulle het baie swak gereageer gevolglik. Die keer kan niemand omdraai en sê ons het nie geweet het kom nie.
En soos wat ons nou gister in die perskonferensies en in die afgelope week gehoor het, daar is nie planne om dinge te ontwrig nie en om geweldig op te tree nie. I mean, we heard the blame getting shifted from one to the other and saying, well, we don't have plans to do violent things. We don't have plans to cause any disruptions. We just want to make sure people are aware that the shutdown is being planned.
Yeah.
I fall back on one of our colleagues who said they're just going to go to the coast for 5 days, take a public holiday. I'm like, I wish I could.
I just find it interesting that, between you were talking about cybercrime and strikes and load shedding, that we as South Africans are hard to insure. But I don't find that hard to believe, because there's normal crime to insure us against. There's sinkholes to insure us against. There's potholes to insure us against. There's lion and tiger insurance that you need now. We need insurance for Bafana Bafana results. It's difficult insuring a South African.
It is really we joke about it, but it's becoming very tricky in the insurance sector in terms of, essentially it comes down to managing risks and how much risk you will accept. And it's interesting, some of the scenarios around, for example, if there were a grid collapse, if it takes 2 to 3 weeks to get the grid back and up, ons kan dit bekostig nie, en die versekeraars kan dit bekostig nie.
Yeah, that's a good point. So if you perhaps run a business or something like that, and you're concerned that Monday there might be strike action, protest action around where you are, and you just want to be safe, maybe it is then worth just calling the insurance company.
Absolutely.
And going, listen,
I would check this week.
What does my policy actually say in case? Fair enough.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.